What is truth? Pilate said with a sneer that could not be missed, and with that, he dismissed Jesus. That was from the scene with Jesus standing in Pilate's hall on trial, moments before he was to be brutally murdered for the sins of the whole world. But really, what is truth? Why is there such an uproar over this simple concept? Why does the very idea evoke such passion and anger and confrontation and division among many groups? Most importantly, can truth really be changed, altered, or destroyed? Thank you for joining me again on another segment of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. This is your host, Georgia Bryce. I especially want to recognize those who have recently tuned into my channel, and for those who have continued doing so from the start, I absolutely value your continued support. Thank you for your patience. I know I was very late in getting this segment posted, but I thank you so much for being patient, and I hope you will work with me as I'm willing to work with you. So today I want to welcome you to a very heartfelt discussion. And my topic is truth in the fight of its life for meaning. Now, I remember a few years ago, there was so much philosophical debate about this concept of truth. And I would often hear one person slamming the next person about his version of truth, that it was relative and that no one had the right to impose their truths on him. The other would respond that truth is absolute and some things are set and unchangeable. The arguments would go on for a long time, back and forth and forth and back again, each person adamantly and passionately holding to a version of truth that really had the rest of us wondering, what in the world is going on? I remember I myself getting dragged into these useless and mindless debates, for want of better adjectives, as someone tried to prove some unseen point that I was fully convinced not even he or she actually believed. Yes, I can't hide my bias. I absolutely, unequivocally believe that though we all have our most precious and valuable opinions that mean the world to us and we're thoroughly convinced is universal to everyone else, truth somehow has the capacity to stand on its own. Is truth absolute? Absolutely. Now, in its simplest sense, truth means original information. The information that existed long before we became so smart and so technologically advanced to start tweaking and adjusting and adding and eroding to make it more palatable and suitable and accommodating to our liking, to our lifestyles, and to what we want. It is the information that was present before we arrived on the scene. The kind of information that we base our very existence on. And our ideas of laws, justice, judgment, right and wrong, morals, values, worth, meaning, and just everyday living. From a biblical perspective, truth is the candor of mind which is free from feigned and unnatural behavior, pretense, falsehood, deceit, and fakeness. It is that which belongs to God and of God in keeping his promises. It is the true notions of God that are just and without partiality and which are open to human reasoning without his supernatural interventions. Truth is the information that opposes corrupt opinions and inventions. Truth is simply that which is right. Now, I like to think of truth as the gauge to which I could set my clock by. Say, like the sun always rising in the east and setting in the west. That's an absolute truth. Like, if you study, you will succeed, and if you don't, you will fail. Like, if I eat lots of sweets and never take care of my teeth, eventually they'll all start falling out. Like, if I perpetually show up late for work and leave early, eventually I'm going to get fired. Like, if I run the red light and the cops nabbed me, I'm going to get ticketed. Like, if I run the red light and hit and kill someone in the process, I will be dragged off to court, tried by an absolute law, administered by an absolute lawgiver, and then tossed in jail. That's how I view truth. Unmovable, unbendable, unchangeable, and unshakable. If truth then appears to move, or bend, or change, or shake, is it really truth that that's happening to? Or is it to me? So, being the scientific type that I am, I decided to do a little research on what is this concept of truth really means, and if it even mattered whether it was real or just a construct of the human mind that can be adjusted whenever it suits my philosophy, as most postmodern constructionists love to suggest. Let's see. Truth as it relates to the Earth in its orbit. Is the Earth orbiting the Sun a set, stable, and absolute phenomenon? That's an affirmative. Now, what happens if this truth of the Earth orbiting the Sun was altered? Well, there are several things that I could list, but I'm just going to name a few. One, say bye-bye to your nights and to your days as you know them. You would have permanent days and permanent nights for at least 6 months in a year. And I simply cannot imagine what that would look like. Can you? Sea levels would rise at the poles, ultimately resulting in the submersion of nations in these regions. Our food supplies would be radically impacted, setting in motion extended famines and droughts and eventually death. The law of gravity, that's a famous one. Is that a set or absolute truth? Or is it just an idea or figment of our imagination that we can alter simply because it does not fit our worldview or what we want? Or what we want? What happens if there's no gravity? Well, based on what I found out, gravity is as real as your baby finger. It is the force that holds most, if not everything, in place, including the oceans of water and our atmosphere. If there's no atmosphere because there's no gravity, then there's no life, period. True North. And no, I'm not talking about Kanye's baby's name. True North. What is its value? And what if we eliminated it? True North is the direction along the Earth's surface towards the geographic North Pole. It governs travel, it governs road designs, and ultimately, it governs destinations. Have you ever been lost for 5 minutes, having no clue of where to go, which direction to move in? I have been, and I know it's not the most pleasant experience. Now, I hope I've made my point here. The truth is, the more we continue eliminating truth from our lives, moving landmarks and erasing boundaries, so to speak, the more chaos, confusion, death, loss of value, loss of worth, loss of identity, and the loss of self we will continue to successfully proliferate in our lives. The more we continue attempting to devalue set standards and absolutes, the more we continue attempting to change natural laws in the name of quote unquote progress, the more we will continue to push things out of balance. Without a true north or set standard or truth, there is no sense of direction. Without a sense of direction, hopelessness emerges. When hopelessness emerges, death sets in. And how do we know this? Consider the increasing rates of suicide, drug addiction, alcoholism, youth violence, delinquency, high rates of pregnancy, increasing numbers of disorders being added to the diagnostic systems manual, increasing number of people on prescription drugs, including our children from as early as middle school years, the increasing number of people in therapy, the increasing divorce rates, the increasing number of broken homes, the increasing number of incarceration, and I could go on and on and on and on. But the truth is, Truth has never and will never be on trial. It is not truth that is in the fight of its life for meaning. Instead, it's us. In our attempt to alter, change, shake, and even move truth, we have successfully managed to alter, change, shake, and remove ourselves. No manufacturer, after producing and marketing a product, ever recalls the manual to change a product's mode of operation. The manual or instructions for correct operation of the product is always fixed. It is absolute. The manual for your computer's operation, for example, provides the truth or principles that must be implemented and maintained for the correct operation of your computer. From time to time, there might be a product recall, but never a manual recall. The manual for our lives, which is the Word of God, clearly establishes the principles and truths that must be implemented and maintained for our successful functioning. The success of our own individual lives, our marriages, our families, businesses, educational system, political system, economic system, communities, societies, and even our world is contingent entirely upon abiding by the manual or book of instruction or the source of original information, which is truth. The master manufacturer of our lives has made it crystal clear. Before one drop or one iota of his instructions that were designed to govern the successful and proper functioning of our lives becomes irrelevant or outdated, the universe would be destroyed first. In Matthew 5, verse 18, it details it this way. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and earth wears away, God's law will be alive and working. Do not be mistaken or even be persuaded for 1 minute into believing that consequences will not arise when we abandon truth. If you have been attempting to bend truth, if you have been rejecting truth because it does not seem to fit into your way of life, your desired status quo, consider this a heads up, a warning, and a challenge. Only death can arise from this practice. Father, we just thank you tonight that you are our source for truth, that you are truth embodied. We're thankful that you are truth. And because of that fact, we could trust you. We could trust that whatever you tell us, it is true, that you're not going to go back on your word. It remains firm, it remains absolute, it remains grounded. I pray that you will help us to embrace your words, to embrace your truth, to embrace your principles, so that the lives that we're hoping to live, to be successful about our daily business, we will be able to achieve those success, Lord God, as we live our lives consistent with what your word says. We ask this in the name of your Son. Amen. I want to thank you for your patience and your commitment towards investing the time that's needed to tune into these messages. I know I promised that I was going to post this message on Sundays much, much earlier in the day. I apologize that I never got around to it, but I thank you so much for being patient and for just tuning in. And if just to let you know that the whole benefit of us talking about truth tonight is, if we're going to build the successful lives that our master designer had in mind for us, his words and his ways must take precedence even over our own personal opinions. This is what it means to build according to pattern. It means that we're going to take the truth of God's word and we're going to implement it in our everyday life, so that if we're looking for success in whatever era of our lives, once we implement the principle of his word, of his truth, then success is ultimately guaranteed. Thank you so much for tuning in to another in our series, Building According to Pattern. I so look forward to having you again this upcoming Wednesday as we continue in our teachings and in our inspirational information that is guaranteed to bring change and transformation in your life. Looking forward to hanging out with you again. Bye.